I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Win your first majors is never going to be easy. You know, it definitely wasn't easy today.
American Patrick Reed rose above all of his personal obstacles to win the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, the first major golf tournament of the year. Reed's journey to his first career major and the coveted green jacket finished at 15 under par, and also by overcoming crowd favorite Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland in the final pairing.
I knew it was going to be a dogfight, and it's just a way of God basically saying that let's see if you have it. Everyone knows you have it physically, you know, with the talent, but do you have it mentally? Can you handle those ups and downs throughout the round?
Reed was kicked off his University of Georgia team, nearly voted off his Augusta State team by his schoolmates for offenses that ranged from alcohol-fueled misbehavior to an arrest for underage drinking to constantly talking down to lesser teammates, even alleged cheating. McIlroy verbally taunted Reed the night before the final round, saying all the pressure is on him since Reed had only accomplished one top 10 finish and second at last summer's PGA Championship. McIlroy was taking aim at a career grand slam of all four majors, but Reed stayed mentally tough and drew from experience.
I think the biggest thing was just, of course, I felt like the game was in a little better shape coming in, but just the experiences from in the past. I knew the golf course a little better. I had a little more experience around the course this year coming in. And, you know, really my mindset going in was, you know, stick to my game plan, play golf.
Ricky Fowler made a run with four birdies over the last seven holes to finish one shot behind for his second place finish in a major tournament.
And unfortunately, one shot short, but we were able to keep P. Reed honest out there, at least making him earn it. And solo second feels and sounds better than tied for second, so it was nice to edge up Jordan on the last.
Reed also repelled the amazing run of birdies put together by third-place American and former Masters champion Jordan Spieth, whose 8-under par 64 was among the best closing rounds the Masters had ever seen. Fowler, as he always has done, cheered for the winner.
You know, he's a fighter. When he gets in, especially when he gets in contention, he's going to grind it out and obviously, you know, happy for him.
Amid Reed's turbulent past was a dream to win the Masters.
Every time you think about it as a kid growing up, it's always, you know, this putt's to win a green jacket, this putt's to win the Masters. And I think that's just because of the history and everything that's going on here at Augusta National and how, you know, special it is to all the golfers and special it is to just golf in general around the world.
As for Fowler, he says this was the first major in which he felt comfortable enough to be able to win.
I'm ready to go. So I'm really looking forward to this year and the three majors that are left.
Spanish golfer Jon Rahm takes his solid fourth-place Masters finish home to the Open de España, or Spanish Open. Rahm was a member of the Centre Nacional de Golf during his teenage years and will hope to make his advantage count.
This is where I developed most of my golf skills. When I was in Barica, Spain, I could only go to the golf course a couple times a week. And when I was here, I was able to practice a lot more and, you know, meet some of my teammates. I became really good friends, you know, just... It was just such two great years of my life, golf-wise.
His advice for everyone else playing his home course?
You need to drive it really straight. Those fairways are narrow. They're not easy. You need to keep it on the fairways, because if you miss the fairway, you're going to get some funky lies. It's a lot of slopes, and you might be close to the green, but it's going to be hard to hit a close shot.
Rahm is hoping to add his national title to a string of national wins as an amateur.
I'm blessed to be able to say I'm Spanish Golf Federation national champion for the ages of on the 16, 18, 21 in all ages, right? I think it's four or five different categories I'm a champion of, and some of them a couple times. For this year to be a part of it and knowing that all the Spanish legends have won it, and I would just love to add my name to something like that, you know, be like kind of linking my pro and amateur career and just getting this final step. It would be amazing.
Andrew Beef Johnston is the defending champion from 2 years ago, as the event was absent from the European Tour last year. It's the first time the Spanish Open has been hosted at the Madrid-based course since 2007, and the Royal Spanish Golf Federation is celebrating by allowing fans to attend for free this week. The United States has reached the semifinals of the Davis Cup for the first time since 2012. Captain Jim Courier was happy with a 4-0 win over Belgium in Nashville, Tennessee.
It wasn't easy. The Belgians certainly played their part as well. They played very, very tough. All three matches. This doubles team is not someone that we knew a whole lot about, but they earned a lot of respect from our guys. It took us a while to really dig our teeth into the match, and that second set tiebreaker was critical for us.
On Friday, world number 9 John Isner picked up a singles win, fresh off his Miami Open title. Sam Querrey was also a winner. Ryan Harrison closed out his singles match on Sunday before teaming with Jack Sock to take a tough doubles win.
I mean, Ryan, he's a quality doubles player. You don't win a major if you can't get the job done, and we know Jack is such an electric player too. The other team just made it so difficult. They smothered the net. They made it very, very hard. There are very few open lanes for our guys to play through. But we just hung in there, didn't drop serve much, and you know, just the one time, and eventually finally cracked the code at the end.
Jim Courier's team will next travel to Croatia for their tie in September.
I'm not sure whether I'm happy or relieved, to be honest. We've had plenty of chances and just haven't been able to get through the line, but the team came through. Look, we're fortunate, we're happy, we're looking forward to an opportunity in the semifinals.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.